Hello, my name is Alyssa Michael, and this is...
I'm Dalton Treat.
And we're going to be doing an interview today. So to start off, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. Just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yep.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? Like, what were you like as a child?
Pretty quiet. Tended to keep to myself. I had a... three older brothers. The age gap's pretty big, so we didn't hang out a whole lot. And a younger sister whose age gap was pretty big. So I kind of just hung out and did my own thing.
And what kind of things did you do as a child?
Played Army Men.
Army Men.
That's about it.
Just Army Men? That's all you played?
I watched some movies.
What was your favorite movie as a child?
Mountain Men.
Mountain Men.
Mountain Men. Yeah. It's about the life of Jim Bridger.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, did you have a favorite subject in school as a child?
History.
History?
History.
Why did you like history so much?
Because I was good at it and bad at everything else.
Bad at everything else. What did you do? Did you do anything? I know you liked history. Did you do anything with it?
I got a degree in it.
Oh.
But I do not use it.
Well, you liked it a lot. That's all
I liked it a lot. Did not like teaching, so.
Tell me about a favorite teacher or other influential adult in your life.
Favorite teacher was Mr. Troutman. He was my high school history teacher. He also did two tours in Vietnam. I basically modeled my teaching style after his because he gave people points in class for sleeping. But he only got half points if you were snoring because he didn't want you to be disruptive. And he also told the best stories, so he was my favorite teacher.
Why did he tell the best stories?
Because he did crazy stuff in Vietnam. And I learned that the craziest stuff always turns out to be true, and the believable stuff is always a lie.
Well, there you go. So it really influenced your whole life then?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have any regrets in your life?
Not trying harder in school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think that if you, what do you think would have happened if you would have tried a little bit harder?
Probably nothing, but I know just know the road to where I am now would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
School would have helped with that, you think?
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was life growing up in your household? Could you, describe, say, a typical day in high school?
I could, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, high school, I never showed up on time. I usually got there about 10. I'd shower at school. Just because if my mom found me home showering at 10 a.m., I'd get in trouble. So, I'd show up in my PJs, shower, change. Then I'd have lunch. And then right after that, I'd be weightlifting. And then I would go to my next two classes. My last class of the day was always English with Miss Moulton. Just because I got to sit at her desk. Because I could convince her to let me do it.
How did you do that?
Oh, man. I just talked about her and her husband and how much I hated them. Yeah. Greg Moulton. And, so I would do that, and then after that, I'd have, some sort of sporting practice, whatever it was. And you only had to be there for half the day to participate, so that's where the 10 a.m. came in. Because I was no good before that. And then after that, me and, my friend, Hayden, we'd get in either his car or my car, listen to 96.5 The Buzz, Churchill Laszlo until it was over, then I'd go home.
There you go.
Yeah.
What sports did you play in high school? You said you played a few?
I played football, basketball, and golf.
Do you still enjoy those sports?
I love those sports. Yeah, I played, my favorite's basketball. I was the best at golf, and I got a scholarship for football, but everyone was bigger than me, so I did not do it.
What advice would you give your high school self?
Stop being dumb.
Any about anything specific or just in general?
Just try. Just quit being dumb. Just try. Just show up on time.
Showing up on time, you think, is one of the big ones?
Yeah.
Why do you think that's so important?
Because I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to describe your current self to someone who did not know you, how would you do it?
Never the same.
Never the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can always assume something about someone, but you will never be right. I get assumptions made about me all the time, but they are never correct.
What assumptions do people make about you?
Well, they usually see me, and they see how I act, and a lot of it's just like, I get redneck a lot.
As a stereotype?
As a stereotype, but...
That's interesting.
Probably couldn't be further from the truth. I drive a Saturn. I listen to big band music. I like to read.
What do you read?
Anything that really kind of piques my interest. It's usually all nonfiction stuff, so that history.
Anything recently? Anything that stands out?
I reread Animal Farm by George Orwell.
Do you like that book?
I do.
More than just a required reading?
Yeah. Yeah, anything by him I like a lot.
Have you read 1984?
I have it.
Do you prefer it or Animal Farm?
I prefer 1984.
Why?
I just like the dystopian ideas that he has in for it.
The thought police.
Yeah, just yeah. Big Brother's always watching. It always stuck with me.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
The dumbest thing I've ever done?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Let's see. The dumbest thing I've ever done. For a dare in high school, I got in the front seat of a cop car with the cop still in it, and I slammed a whole beer in front of him, and then I shook his hand and basically ran out of there as quick as I could.
Did you get away?
Well, I did that night, but we also... My dad bought his dog from that police officer, so he was there the next day. And the reason why he didn't show up that night is because he seemed like I'd probably need a night to myself before he caught me.
Wow.
His name was Officer Richard Clayton.
So what ended up happening?
My dad hit me. That was it.
Jeez. Did you guys get any law trouble?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Any record or?
I never got a record. I never got officially caught. So, but they always knew who it was.
How does your life compare to how you thought it would when you imagined it as a young child?
I think as a young kid, you have wild expectations about yourself. But if I were to go back and remember what I could about myself, I think I'd kind of be somewhere in the ballpark. More than anything, I just wanted to be successful. And success is different to everyone for a lot of reasons. And, I mean, of course, you know, some people are like, oh, I want to be an astronaut or a lawyer, president, or a cowboy, even though, I mean, it's just, I think I did all right. I think I'm in the ballpark.
How do you define success for yourself?
For me personally?
Yeah.
It's kind of a, I don't want to say status quo. It's one, being financially stable and being financially successful is a big one. It's probably the most important to me. And then two is just, I always say, you ever just do stuff because you can? When you're able to just do stuff because you want to and you're not worried about it. So I think that's the two biggest things of success for me.
And you'd say you'd hit it?
Or pretty close. As much as I could at this point in time, yeah.
How did your family members' views and behaviors shape who you are today?
A lot. My family are very big on, I'll say, tough love. We if you came in and you tried to tell a joke and you mess it up, or you you're just trying to give someone crap and you ruin the punchline for it, everyone pounces on you. You get ripped to pieces. You had to be smart, you had to be witty, you had to be fast. I mean, if not, you were just, you're basically getting tossed in the lion's den.
Do you agree with that kind of familial style?
Absolutely. Or? Yeah. Because don't get me wrong, like, we hated each other every now and then. I think all families did. But, like, it was when we, it was genuine, like, fun, though, camaraderie. Because if, I mean, you just, you know, you end up getting thick skin, which is great for one in your adult life, and two, you know that no matter what, they love you, you just gotta give each other crap. It's just something you have to do, in my opinion.
Do you think you'll continue that in your own personal life?
Yeah. 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 Yep, absolutely. Yep.
There you go. What are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? Probably just my financial independence. And my degree, probably the two biggest things I'm proud of. Yeah.
What do you mean by financial independence?
How I'm able to just pay all my bills by myself, and I've been living on my own since I was 17. After high school, I lived on the road for 2 years. I did all that myself. I did work in Canada by myself. I've done, for my age, I've done a lot of weird stuff that not a lot of people can say they have done, so, yeah.
What kind of weird stuff would you say that you've done that not a lot of younger people have?
I was a lumberjack.
Like real life
lumberjack. I was a real life lumberjack, yeah. I cut trees down in southern Canada, so the North America, northern border of America. I worked in a lumber yard for 2 years. Up there just cutting trees and moving them. I did security contracts for military bases for 2 years, doing that while going to school online to get my degree. What else have I done? I worked over in London for a little bit. That was cool.
What did you do in London?
Security contracts. Yeah, I was only there for 3 weeks, but it was cool just being able to do different stuff like that.
Having the opportunities.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
Not at all?
No. Usually, no, this is a history quote. No plan ever survives contact with the enemy. I don't know. You just do it one day at a time. That's all you can do.
Okay. Do you plan on staying in Missouri, or do you think you'll kind of explore? Or
I mean, I'll probably get out there a bit. You know, I've lived a few different places. I always end up back home just because I miss the family and everything. But odds are I'll probably end up in another state. You know, I love Colorado. I try to go there once a year. Oklahoma is a big state of mine. I love Oklahoma. I don't know where, just somewhere.
Why did you agree to this interview?
Because you asked me.
That's the only reason?
Yep.
Well, did you, what were your expectations going into this interview?
Nervous, because you wouldn't tell me any of the questions beforehand, so that sucked. And I was kind of hoping for a softball one to knock it out of the park, but that didn't happen, so.
I think you did very well.
Yeah.
Did your expectations change as you went through the interview?
I thought you would ask more personal stuff to pry secrets from me.
No, just real talking.
It feels like we're on NPR. And there's not a sad flute solo going on in the background.
So you have no idea where you'll be in 5 years? Will you be at the same job?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Does it change with the winds?
I guess. Do you know what you'll be in 5 years?
Graduated. Graduated with a job.
Yeah.
Real person job.
An adult job.
An adult job.
See, now it's flipped. Now I'm interviewing you. You've lost all power.
This is it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was lovely to interview you. Thanks for your time.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
Yeah. I'm glad I could catch you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure this was a real tough one to grab.
Well, have a great day. That's what she said.